and welcome to today's episode, where we're diving into a topic that's been gaining a lot of buzz in the corporate world, digital detox retreats. Have you ever felt like your productivity is being weighed down by the constant ping of notifications and the endless scroll of digital devices? Well, you're not alone. And that's exactly why digital detox retreats are the next big thing for boosting productivity in the workplace. Now, I've spent quite a bit of time in the corporate environment. And let me tell you, seeing the transformation that these retreats can bring to individuals and teams is nothing short of remarkable. So let's explore some practical tips that'll help you make the most out of a digital detox retreat. Ready? Let's get into it. First up, we need to talk about location. When planning a digital detox retreat, choosing the right setting can make all the difference. It's not just important, it's absolutely critical. Imagine retreating to a serene mountain lodge where Wi-Fi is a distant memory, or perhaps a quiet beach where the only sounds are the waves and the wind. The key is finding a place where digital distractions are minimal. In my experience, the more remote and naturally immersive the location, the easier it is for participants to disconnect from the digital world and focus on themselves and the task at hand. It's incredible how a change of scenery can shift your perspective almost instantly. Now, before you head off to your chosen digital-free haven, it's crucial to set some clear goals. Ask yourself, what are you really aiming to achieve with this retreat? Is it about fostering deeper team bonding, reducing stress levels, or sparking innovative thinking? Having clear, measurable goals will guide your retreat activities and make the whole experience far more rewarding. Plus, it's a great way to demonstrate the real return on investment once you're back in the office. All right, let's talk activities. This is where the real magic happens. Engage in offline activities that naturally pull everyone away from their devices. It could be invigorating group hikes, calming yoga sessions, or even lively cooking classes. Not only do these activities encourage team bonding and communication, but they also promote mindfulness and presence. I've seen it time and again. When you free your mind from digital inputs, it starts connecting dots in ways you couldn't before. There's even a study from 2024 showing that stepping away from technology can significantly boost creativity and problem-solving abilities. Speaking of mindfulness, incorporating mindfulness practices into your retreat is like hitting the reset button for your mind. Whether it's guided meditation or simple breathing exercises, these practices enhance relaxation, sharpen focus, and reduce that digital fatigue we all know too well. I've personally watched colleagues return from retreats with newfound clarity and a surge in creativity. It's truly transformative, especially when you consider that a vast chunk of the workforce is reportedly at risk of burnout in 2024. Giving our minds a chance to truly rest is not just beneficial, it's essential. Another key aspect of these retreats is fostering open communication. Without the constant buzz of digital interruptions and the comfort of hiding behind screens, people are more likely to engage in meaningful, face-to-face conversations. This can lead to incredible breakthroughs in understanding and collaboration. Trust me, the insights and connections you gain here can be game-changing for team cohesion. Now, let's talk about the size of the group. Keep it small and intimate. A smaller group ensures everyone gets the attention they need and reduces the likelihood of cliques forming. It naturally encourages more genuine interaction and deeper connections, which lead to a more cohesive and trusting team dynamic. Plus, smaller groups are simply easier to manage and tailor activities to, making the experience even more impactful. Not everyone is familiar with the benefits of a digital detox, so it's important to provide some education on the topic. Offering a brief, engaging introduction or workshop about its benefits can be incredibly helpful. Share compelling stories and research findings, like how some companies have seen a 30% boost in productivity from digital detox initiatives. When participants understand the why behind the what, they're much more likely to embrace the experience wholeheartedly. And don't forget about reflection. Allocate some downtime for participants to reflect on their experiences, whether through journaling, group discussions, or simply solo contemplation in nature. Reflection helps solidify the insights gained during the retreat, turning fleeting moments into lasting growth. It's often during these quiet times that the real aha moments happen. Now, one often overlooked step is planning for re-entry into the digital world. Set up a post-retreat meeting to discuss how to integrate the retreat's lessons and habits into everyday work life. This isn't just about avoiding a sudden crash back to old habits. It's about sustaining the productivity gains and ensuring the retreat was a catalyst for lasting positive change. It's about building a healthier relationship with technology moving forward. Finally, measure the impact of the retreat once you're back at work. Don't just assume success. Actively assess the impact on productivity, employee well-being, and team dynamics. Use surveys, feedback sessions, or even performance metrics to evaluate its success. Knowing what worked and what didn't will be invaluable for refining and planning future retreats, ensuring continuous improvement. So, there you have it. These tips should set you on the path to a successful digital detox retreat that not only boosts productivity, but also strengthens your team. I've witnessed the most profound shifts when mindfulness is a central part of the retreat. It's been a game changer for me and many others I've worked with. Remember, the ultimate goal isn't just to disconnect from devices, but to truly reconnect with ourselves, our colleagues, and what truly matters in our work and lives. Here's to a happier, more mindful work environment. Happy detoxing.